This is Electric Sisterhood Podcast, episode 36. You'll believe a pig can fly.
He can fly, he can fly, he can fly.
This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best,
the fucking best,
girl gaming gadgets and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
I'm Pandalicious.
And Magic Mr. Girl was not able to be with us this weekend.
Because she didn't take care of her gadgets.
Yeah, you have to be good to your gadgets, people, or else they will exact bloody revenge.
Like they're doing to her right now.
And stop working. They'll basically go on strike.
Yep. I go on strike all the time.
And when gadgets go on strike, people get sad.
Yeah, and then their shit doesn't work.
No, the shit always works unless, you know, you get a blockage. And then you can just, you know, use some Metamucil or some suppositories. And you weren't talking about that.
Suppositories go up your... Oh!
You weren't talking about that shit not working. Let's move on. Let's move on.
Okay.
You have to keep hitting us up on the website, www.electricsisterhood.com. Or you can use our short address, which is esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The short address gets you to the same place, so definitely check us out. Check out the podcast. If you're not a subscriber yet, you can still be one.
You can always be one.
Yes, be down with the sisterhood. We have a link now on the website. One click, stop shopping, people. You click on the link, boom, you subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. It can't be any easier.
It's not.
Yeah.
Unless we did it for you, and we can't do that.
We can't do that. First of all, the expense alone, crazy.
Yeah, no, you couldn't afford it.
Yeah, I mean, we're not.
It's
cheap.
Okay though. I couldn't afford it either.
Yeah, you're a broke ass college student. What are you gonna do?
I know.
Yeah. So anyway, definitely keep hitting us up on the website, reading the stuff that we write because we do it for you, a little bit for us, but mostly for you.
I do it because she tells me to.
Yeah, you have no choice. You have no choice.
I know.
But they have a choice. And we want to thank you for choosing Electric Sisterhood.
Yay!
Hey! We don't have a candy bitch this week.
Man, you guys need to get up on that.
I know you guys have been reading stuff and all kinds of craziness has been going down. Everybody's been writing about CES and all the neat stuff and all that crap. But, you know, come through and comment.
It's not enough. Get new people. Get your friends who love anime to come listen to us. And I know you guys have them.
Yeah. I know you anime people run thick. I mean, gamers, you know, sometimes we have clicks and sometimes we don't. But you anime folk, you run in packs.
We run in packs, motherfuckers. Sorry. Sorry. It's true.
Okay.
We do.
East Side Otaku. All right. No problem. I do have a shout out that I want to give. I want to give some props.
Who's it to?
I gotta send some love to Tim Beadle over at Tokyo Pop.
Mm.
Yeah,
Tokyo Pop.
Digging kind of what we do. Yeah, exactly. Okay, I dig what Tokyo Pop does, and evidently a few folks over there, they dig what we do. So I just want to send some love over there, because we appreciate that shit.
I dig the love.
Yeah, the love is something that we like to give and receive.
Yes, it's a mutual exchange of giving and taking.
Yes. I thought you were going to go someplace else with that.
I thought so too, but I decided to stop myself, actually.
I'm so glad, because I was like, oh, here we go.
I'm going to behave today.
Oh, that's good. It would be nice. It'd change the pace.
Yeah.
So with that, that's all the business that I have right now. So I'm going to take the mic of 1,000 truths. I'm going to hand it to Pandalicious. Right now, it actually looks like issue 1 of the Devil May Cry manga. Which is funny, because, you know, how do you talk into that? But I'm sure you'll work it out.
It's a book. You open it.
It's got Dante on the front. I mean, how sick after that? And now Pandalicious needs a towel.
Yeah, I already have one.
Okay, good.
I bring it with me wherever and I go.
Don't forget to bring a towel.
Don't forget to bring a towel. All right. Well, as we all know, I am quite addicted to the World of Warcraft.
No!
I've admitted to the fact that
I
have an addiction.
I would never have guessed.
I refuse to go to the WWW meetings.
You know, I never would have guessed that all that time that you were ignoring me when I came to visit for those 2 weeks. It was
you need
Warcraft.
To get over that.
Yeah.
You do.
Not happening anytime too soon.
Well, the good thing you're not around now, because if you think I had a problem then, you have no idea.
You think you know, but you have no idea.
No idea.
The Real World of Warcraft.
Oh my God, that'd be a great title for something. But anyway, but this time I thought, let me spice it up a little for Ninja, because Ninja's not all that happy with WoW since it took me from her. And
you think?
I've got some nitpicks about this latest expansion.
Oh my God, are you going to say something negative about WoW?
Yes, indeed I am.
Wow, that's impressive. I'm all ears.
Mind you, I did get, you know, a copy of Burning Crusades on the day of its launch.
Duh.
Yes, because everyone else in my guild had it except me, and I felt like the odd kid. So
well,
I went
look,
to the latest
I figured that was going to happen because, you know, ever since you got the damn thing, pretty much the only thing you write about is WoW.
That's not
have
true.
You ever
I
noticed
about
that? No. Take a look at your posts, okay? From the moment that you install WoW till now, yeah, it's an interesting arc of growth to watch. It's like anime, manga, anime, WoW!
You know, me and WoW are in a very committed relationship right now, and
I think the two of you need to spend some time apart because you're kind of dissing your friends and your family now for WoW, and that's just not a healthy relationship. Dr. Phil will tell you that.
Yes, I know. But anyway, let me get back to the point at hand.
I made you lose your thought.
Yes, you did, and I hate you. But but anyway, let me get to it. Overall, I'm very happy with this expansion. There were just a couple of things that a bunch of us who have been playing it for a couple of days now, because it's only been out for, 3 days. You know, and everyone came to the same mutual consensus. We love the new classes. Draenei, Blood Elf, okay. But maybe Blizzard got it wrong.
Wait, are you going to speak ill of glorious, glorious Blizzard?
Yes, actually
I am.
In their
infinite wisdom?
This may be the only time I ever talk negative about Blizzard.
You mean negative? But
negatively.
Okay.
About Blizzard.
Because you said native, and I was like, are you going native on me?
Oh, yeah.
Are you going native on Blizzard?
Sound out the war drums! But anyway, you see the Draenei, you know, and they're aliens. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you know anything about them, they're aliens. I believe they do they play a particular role in the other Warcrafts, you know, Warcraft 1, 2, or 3.
Right.
I haven't played those, so I wouldn't know off the top of my head, but I have heard that, you know, people who have played those games know of the Draenei. And apparently they used to hang out with the orcs. But now they're on the Alliance side fighting against the orcs. So everyone's kind of like, what's the deal? You know, and they look really cool. They're snazzy as hell. Mm-hmm. I had to make one. So this is how I know about that. And she's pretty. But away from that, I think I have a big problem with the Blood Elves. Because, you know, they look really slick and they look really sexy.
Uh-huh.
And they are vapid and they're shallow. And they're not really intimidatingly, you know, frightful. Like, you see the Horde, you know, and they're all, you know, either undead or cows or, you know, orcs, you know, with all these muscles and all, you know. And then you see the Blood Elves, you know, and I thought, all right, well, maybe the picture is just, you know, showing them in a bad light, so let me make one and find out. So, of course, I make a chick. Mm-hmm. She's a rogue. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking
rogues
at her.
Rogues do it from behind, by the way.
Rogues do it however they goddamn want to. But they'll come up and sap you. Never mind. Anyway.
Moving along
at a furious pace. So I log in. I hear the little backstory. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, that might not be so bad. You know, and then zooms in on my character. My level one rogue looks like an anorexic 14-year-old. Not that anorexia is something to be mocked about. It is a serious disease and
right.
should be treated.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it was kind of disappointing because, you know, you look at, you know, a night elf woman and then you see a human woman, you know, and they all, you know, they've got, you know, a normal body structure. You know, they got the bouncy boobies, you know, and they're not fat or anything except for, like, the dwarves, but that's because they're short, so, you know, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and actually, I've never actually seen a gnome's form because they're usually wearing really big gear, so I can't really say that they're actually, you know, proportioned correctly. But, you know, you get the idea, and you see these blood elves, and they're really thin, you know, and then I'm like, all right, I'm like, I guess blood elves just are meant to be all thin. You know, you could change their hair color, but, like, they don't get very dark in color.
Okay.
You know, so, like, the darkest is kind of like a tan that, you know, an Italian person would get at a beach.
Okay.
So a nice coloring, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what's wrong with rocking, you know, a dark skin and a blood elf? You know, they're out in the sun. So wouldn't they get a little darker than, you know, the tones that they've assigned this, you know, class, this race?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I was like, all right, well, I'm like, they're still very pretty, and the low B start out zone is very gorgeous. I love where they start out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm like, all right, let me check out all the emotes, because, you know, you can, you know, do emotes, and they'll do certain things, you know, like if you wave... If you say slash wave, they'll wave. And if they dance, they'll dance.
And dance,
you
know, and dance.
Yeah, and they will. You know, and that's one of the fun things to do on a Friday night when your guild's not really running anything and you don't know what else to do. You dance. But anyway, so I go and I make, you know, I make this character dance. And it's stupid and she looks like a cheerleader, sort of. Like with a semi-choreographed routine thing. Yeah. You know, and they all have relatively high voices. You know, and then they try to make these overly peppy, perky elves seem slightly menacing. And the guy elves just have this big complex. Like, no lie. Like one of the jokes that they can say is, and I quote this, and this is a male blood elf, mind you. He goes in his manly voice, "Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me?"
Please tell me that's not true.
End of quote. It totally is, and it's a male blood elf saying it. And I have to think to myself, what is Blizzard thinking? We are going to encourage, you know, very pretty boys, which is perfectly fine by me. But, you know, they might be, you know...
Hitting the pipe?
Yeah, they
Smoking
might
the
start
dope?
Encouraging a very special kind of, you know, love
Expansion
between...
a love that dare not say its name?
Yeah. So, I mean, I was just a little shocked by this, you know, and then, you know, there are these other little sayings, like there's another one that Blood Elf males say, and they're just like, "Don't you wish you could see my good side?" It's like, ha, you're looking at all of them. And I'm like, oh my God, shut the fuck up. I'm saying this to a tune. Now, mind you, I'm staring at my screen, so it's not like it can say anything back to me.
Uh-huh.
But I was just so irritated. And, you know, the big debate was, you know, blood elves don't seem very bloody, and they don't seem very, dare I say, evil, though.
Well, the thing is, if you got, an emote that makes you prance around like a cheerleader to a choreographed outfit, and you have high, perky voices, no, that's not very menacing. It's not very evil.
No, but the thing is, we can't necessarily say that the Horde is evil. I've come to realize that the Horde is just extremely misunderstood, and they need hugs.
Hugs for Horde?
Hugs for the Horde.
Hugs for Horde! Hugs
Oh my
for
God!
Horde.
I'm gonna scream that out. Not now, but you later. But yeah. You know, and I think a lot of people have a problem, you know, discerning that, you know, the Horde isn't necessarily evil. They're just different.
Uh-huh.
Because okay. I get bitched at a lot when I'm like, oh my God, and they were totally evil. You know, especially when there's a Horde player around, because then they're like, we're not evil, you started it. And I have to, I honestly have to say that the alliance did start it. So
you realize that you're debating the start of a fictitious war, right?
Yes.
All right. I just wanted to make sure.
Well, I'm just becoming
an advocate for a fictitious race of people defending themselves against another fictitious race of people for a fictitious war, as if it was something that was reported on CNN. I just want to clarify that.
Yes, it's true.
You understand why certain people like, oh, I don't know, mom, for instance, think that you have a problem.
Well, I don't talk about these things with mom.
It's really for the best.
Yes, I think so too. But anyway, so I'm highly irked by this.
Right.
Not to mention, you know, now I'm getting into the hairstyles for the Blood Elf men, because frankly, the women, they're pretty. So I can't really say anything negative there. But you know, I was a little concerned, you know, that, you know, the Blood Elf males could either have, you know, like beautiful long hair, which, you know, even the Night Elf men can do. That's totally cool. You know, but for the metro male, they do have short haircuts that have frosted tips.
So now we're talking about, well, for the metro male.
Yes. You know, so I think they're trying to appeal slightly, you know, to, you know, the other side of the fence, wink wink. And also they're trying to pull in the metro male instead of, you know, the serious gamer who usually doesn't show his appearance because
what
it doesn't
are you
particularly
to say?
Matter.
What are you trying to say? Are you trying to say that male gamers are all nasty and crusty?
No.
Well,
not
that's
at all.
What it sounded like you were saying, and we don't want to say that because they're not nasty.
They're not. They're all super hot.
They are. Have you seen some of those gamers? Oh my
yes,
God.
Yes, I have, and they're hot.
Yummy. All right, moving on.
Moving on. So, all right. That's what I kind of... That was my niche. They're really... I think Blizzard might have did a little screw-up with putting the Blood Elves on the Horde side. You know, since everyone else on the Horde side is just so menacing-looking.
Yeah, but I think that part of the reason why they did that is because they're trying to soften up the Horde side so that more people would play as Horde.
No, trust me. Looks don't really matter when you're Horde because, I hate to say this, Horde kicks ass. They hand Alliance their ass all the time. It does not matter. It really doesn't.
Pandelicious spreads propaganda for the Horde.
I'm secretly for the Horde. I just don't play a Horde character very well. But props to all you who do. And you've probably kicked my ass a couple of times, so kudos to you, because I suck in, you know, BGs. But anyway, I don't know, because I think they overly made it too cutesy. I really did. You know, and, you know, if they switched it, you know, maybe they could have brought the Draenei over to, you know, the Horde side. Only because the Draenei and the orcs totally hung out in space. So, you know, it's kind of awkward that all of a sudden now the Draenei are like, nah, we ain't feeling the orcs anymore, so we're going to kill you. Or rather, we are going to kill you because we are aliens. You know, that kind of thing.
Okay.
But they kind of look, you know, they look a little more menacing. You know, though I have to admit, I really do like, you know, the tail. That's the reason why
yes,
I made Pandalicious.
Pandalicious likes the tail.
I do
she
like tail.
Yep.
Yes,
she
yes, I do.
Admits it.
Yes, because it jiggles. But anyway, overall, beautifully done. I love Outland. I love the fact that I can level again, even though it's going to take me a long time to hit 70. I overall liked it. This was just something that just kind of kicked me in the leg and then laughed at me. So I figured I'd call it names. And that's why I brought it to the table today.
All right, so now I have to ask you something. Do you have an exit strategy for WoW? At what point are you going to, like, stop?
Oh, I'm not. I know I should have an emergency exit plan, but it hasn't happened. I think if I ever come to a point where I'm not making at least $15 a month to pay for it, then I'll have to leave. But until that day happens, I probably won't.
So unless you're actually penniless, you're saying that you're not going to get off the WoW.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Because now there's more to do. I want to make one of every class and get to 70. Then I can think about leaving. Wow.
You can think about leaving. You can think.
Yes. But anyway, that's all I have to talk about concerning WoW.
I'm telling
Mom. I'm a grown-ass woman.
Living with your mom.
I think Mom is just jealous. Because I spend more time
with
all
the time that you spend on WoW than with her. You know, I think that you might be onto something.
I know. It's true. It's true. But anyway.
Shit, that's funny.
That's really all I have to share with everybody today. So I'm going to flip one more time.
You didn't even say what you gave the Burning Crusade as a rating.
Oh, do we even really need to go into that? 5.
even though you have negative things to say about it, you're still giving it a 5 out of 5.
Well, because I haven't played the Blood Elf out yet. So I don't know what new abilities
So until then,
the game is still awesome, regardless of the fact that the men come off slightly effeminate and are very vapid. I could let that go. I could.
So you're saying,
I probably would play Blood Elves last because of the fact that, you know, I'm not really feeling their flow yet. But, you know, it could be worse. It could. So, it really could.
So Pandalicious says, wow, it could be worse.
It could be worse.
Okay.
So, all right. Well, if you feel that, fine. 4.5. 4.5 for Burning Crusades. Maybe when I play this Blood Elf character, I'll come to appreciate the, you know, the shallowness and the vapidness.
Vapidness?
Yeah. Of the character. But until then, it still irks the fuck out of me.
Okay.
So.
Fair enough.
And that's it! And that's all I've got. And I'm going to flip through this, you know, Devil May Cry manga one more time. And I'm going to kiss Dante. And I'm going to give it back to you now. And, yeah. So
okay.
What are you going to do with it?
I'm actually going to talk about life sim games. I kind of touched on this a little while back when I did my initial introduction to Viva Pinata.
Viva Pinata! Yes.
Yeah, but I'm actually going to take this another step and go a little further with it.
Really now?
Yeah, I'm taking it to second base, baby.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, that's how I feel about you.
I like home runs.
Well, who doesn't like home runs?
Grand slamma, baby. Slamma jamma.
I knew you were going to say that. That's why I just shut up and let it happen.
Just let it flow. Let it flow, sister. Let it flow.
All right. So, basically, I've been playing nearly endlessly now since my triumphant return from CES, Viva Pinata on the Xbox 360. And I'm going to say nearly endlessly here because I do have to take breaks to sleep, pee, get the mail. Yeah, but pretty much other than that, I'm tending my garden.
No, you don't.
I do.
You don't need sleep.
Yes, you do, because eventually you start seeing pinatas walking in your living room. And that's when you know it's time to go to bed.
Hey, I, never mind.
Yeah, so let's
go. Well, I don't see pinatas.
Yeah, I saw pinatas, so I was like, you know, I should probably sleep. Probably would be a good idea.
Yeah, I can see that then. Okay.
And I spend all of my time in this game tending to my animals, trying to get new pinatas to become residents in my little space, and all the landscaping duties, because I got to plant grass and cut grass and grow things so other things will eat them and all that kind of crap. So I've been playing all this stuff. And minutes have turned into hours, and hours turn into days, and days.
And days turn into months, and months turn into years.
Yes, I'm glad that you know how the evolution goes. I'm so
proud of you. We went over it in class today.
Gold star for Panda.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm now deaf.
Sorry.
Yeah. So I started wondering if these life sim games that are really popular among people. If they actually do damage to your real life and your soul.
Do they?
I think so.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, no, no.
Yes, yes, yes.
No.
Yeah. So, for instance,
Okay.
like I love games like Animal Crossing, you know, The Sims, and I am just so in love with Viva Pinata. It's ridiculous. And
Viva Pinata. Sorry. I had to say it.
I know you couldn't resist it.
I couldn't resist it.
I know it was like right on the table, and you're just like, "Ooh, I know I shouldn't have it, but oh,
Yoink!
yeah, exactly."
Yes,
And for me,
it's
it
true.
seems only logical that I would love games that allow me to micromanage the lives of virtual characters, because I have some OCD tendencies. I'm not gonna lie,
Oh yeah, totally.
I have a few. Okay,
Yeah.
I like to keep things organized and in, you know, a certain type of
Anal
way.
retentive.
I don't want to say that, but
It's true.
something similar in
Anal
nature.
retentive ninja.
That'd be awesome. I kill you like 7 times and then I have to clean off my blade because it has too much blood on it. It has to be like new. It washes the blood off its blade or else it gets the hose. But I digress. I love playing God. I can't even lie. Like, a game that gives me the ability to make new species or characters and have them have to do my bidding, I'm there. I just, there's something, it's like, it's the ultimate choose your own adventure book, and I can't not choose my own adventure. Like, I have to do it. I'll again and again, I'll play it over and over and over. And because I have to know what's going on with my creations, I have to like check in with them and make sure that they're okay. It's the reason why I'm excited and terrified about Spore. Because, you know, basically being God and having to craft a whole planet and build a species up from being a single cell organism to the dominant species on the planet, I may have to quit my job.
No, you won't quit your
I might have
job.
to quit one of my jobs.
No, you won't quit
I
one of
got
your
three.
jobs.
I could lose one.
Okay, then you can drop one
No, you're
job.
not supposed to tell me to drop a job. I'm just saying I might
Oh.
have to.
Oh.
You know?
Well,
Because,
okay.
I mean, and that's where the trouble starts, is that, you know, I'm now thinking of ways that I can rationalize getting out of real life jobs that actually pay me money so I can survive, so I can play these games. And so, like, if I come across a sim game that I enjoy, I will literally spend days at a time playing the game. Not hours, days.
I know the feeling.
Exactly. I know you can relate. You know, where I'll have a game that is just so involving that I enjoy so much that I will literally sit there for 2 days straight if I can and play the damn game.
Play the damn game.
Play? Yeah, I will. Okay,
Get comfortable, get your rock star energy drinks, get in a comfy position. It's gonna be a while.
All right, anyway. So I know that
That was in the context of gaming, everyone.
I know that I see, I'm not even touching it. I cannot be the only person. I've seen LAN games, so I know the mentality that there are other gamers like me that when they find a game that they enjoy, will just sit there and play it for hours on end. But the hours that I spend playing these games keep me from, you know, engaging in a lot of stuff that's going on in my real life.
Wait a minute, doesn't it keep you from actually living life, as in the real one?
See, this is what I'm getting at. Like, I've called out of work because I was trying to get a new pinata in my
Oh, it's
garden.
not that bad. I have not gone to work.
Excuse me?
I have not ever called out because I wanted to do something in WoW.
Excuse me?
No, I seriously haven't done it yet. Thought about it,
Am
haven't
I
done it yet.
gonna have to whip out the recolator?
I haven't done it.
Okay, so let's go back to like, oh, I'm gonna just pick a random time and say like July of last year. You don't remember being on call and not returning said call because, well, things were supposed to be happening at the house that involved a family activity, And while the family engaged in the activity, you actually went up to the third floor and played WoW for 4 hours.
But I did not do it specifically to play WoW. And not returning an on-call call, I was not on the schedule. I was backup. And if they really needed me, they would have called the house.
They
always do it.
Call the house.
Oh.
Yeah, well, Recolator 1, Pandalicious 0.
But regardless.
This is another podcast. So, anyway.
It's off the record.
Yeah.
It's off the chain! Anyway.
But I find that, you know, like I said, I called out of work one day. I found somebody to cover my shift for me. But, you know, I'm trying to get these stupid bears in my garden, and I can't get them to eat the damn honey. But anyway, again, that's another podcast.
You've got gamer stress. You're getting gamer's rage.
I am getting gamer's rage. And I've told friends that I couldn't do events so that I could get run more errands in Animal Crossing or go fishing so I could get, like, the last two fish that I needed to fill up the museum. I've spent...
Wow, Ninja, you have a problem.
That is not the pot calling the kettle black.
I'm the kettle.
I don't think
I never... So that makes you the pot. It doesn't matter because we're both black.
Yes, really. So, anyway. But I've spent a crazy amount of time, you know, pimping out my space in The Sims so that my house could be party central. So I have the big jacuzzi and the disco balls going and the badass stereo. So when everybody comes over into the room, they, like, hit the jacuzzi tub and then pop out and they want to dance, you know. All that kind of
dance
stuff.
Dance and dance.
Dance and dance and dance.
Dance and dance.
And don't even get me started on Second Life. Okay? I've stayed away from that stuff because The fact that I can spend real time and money building, trading, sharing, and generally existing in a world housed on a server totally scares and excites me to no end.
I'm excited.
Okay, and I do mean to no end. Okay? Because, like, well, where does it end? When does it end? Okay? If you're playing a life sim game... Life doesn't just end. Like, with every other genre of game that you play, there comes a point when the game ends. You beat the last boss, the credits run, you see the ending movie, story over, shut down the system, pat yourself
and
on the back, you're done.
Good job.
Good job, time to go move on to the next conquest, right?
Yeah.
Well, with games like Viva Pinata and Animal Crossing and these sim games, that doesn't happen. Okay, life doesn't end. There only comes a point where you can no longer unlock things and find new items. But you can still go on. Like, just to give you a familiarity, in Animal Crossing, you play a character who's moving out from their parents' house. They're on their own for the first time. And you're moving to a new town. So when you leave town, you basically get a house, and you have to pay off that house. You have a mortgage. And the way that you earn money is by doing errands for basically other residents in the town. The more happy they are, the happier the town is, the more residents come to live, new species of residents even, come to live in your little village. Okay, once you get to the point that you're just about to pay off your house, you get two more upgrades. So you get two more mortgages. So you get like a second floor, and then you get like a basement and whatever. So you get more space. And you gotta pay those off. And... at some point, you run out of furniture that you can buy because you've bought all the furniture that there is, wallpaper, all the space that there is. But the game doesn't end. You can still continue to run through the world and do more errands for people. And then you can even take your person to your friend's town, if they have an Animal Crossing town, and exist over there in that town for a while as well, and transfer back and forth. Buy fruits, run errands, get to know people, get some of the people from your friend's village to move into your village. I'm like, and so it doesn't end. And the same with The Sims, you know, at some point, you get the penthouse suite, like in The Herbs or whatever, and you beat the game. Well, you can continue existing in the world.
Yep.
So you can keep buying clothes and making new herbs and doing it all over again. So the world doesn't end. And the same with Viva Pinata. You know, you get to a point where you think, ah, I've got all the land that I can get, and I've seen all the species. Well, you can still tend to them. You can make your village full of nothing but water species for a while, and then you can sell everything and start all over again and do, you know, all kinds of just birds, nothing but birds. You know, it's crazy to me because I see all the time that I'm spending in games, and it's pretty much all of my free time. Like, I have no free time, but the free time that I do have, I'm on these games. I'm not playing Dead or Alive. I'm not playing Resistance Fall of Man. I'm playing Viva Frickin' Pinata nonstop. And I'm just like, this has to be doing something to my soul. Like, there has to be some kind of, like, flaw in me or something that I'm this addicted to this game. And it's not just this game. It's games like this. And I started asking, you know, are developers really doing this stuff on purpose? Because one of the things and one of the reasons why you end up spending all this time is, unlike other genres of games, you feel the pressure of time in these games. Because they all have a clock. And certain events can only happen between certain amounts of time. So you feel like you have to be at the game at that certain point in time to have that event transpire. And you want to be there. Like in the Sims games, okay, you go to work. And so you have to be out to catch a bus to go to work at a specific time. And then you go out to work and it goes real fast and you come back. And then you have the rest of your day to yourself that you can plan to do stuff. But time is running. Even though it's a faster, you know, it's not real time. It's a expedited real time. So a half hour, an hour may only take a half hour to actually happen in real time, in the game time. But still, it's like because you feel that time, that essence, that clock is always there ticking at you. You always feel like you have to like beat the clock somehow. You know what I mean? Like you have to.
I think that's why WoW doesn't have a clock.
Oh, it would. There were people that killed themselves if there were certain events that you had to go through to a clock. You know, with time wise. Okay, if that was the case, you would already be kicked out.
Shut up!
Because you would just totally be Mac and WoW on the clock all the time.
And I know.
You would have been kicked out by now. And you would have a sign, you know, we'll work for WoW.
We'll work for money to pay my subscription.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
it's true.
But you do feel that crunch. Like if you've ever played a Sims game or you've played Viva.
I do have Sim games, so right. I definitely know what you're talking about, which is why I don't play them anymore.
Right, because you start feeling like, oh shit, well, I got to make sure that I get back because when I start up my game, it's going to be like 6 o'clock and I have to get this done before 8 o'clock because that's when the other thing happens. And if I want to be able to get this item, I have to be at this place between 9 and midnight. And you're just like, Jesus Christ, it's Friday night. Why am I not out at the club?
Because
I'm at the club in the Sims game.
Yep. Getting on crunk.
Getting crunk in the club in the Sims game when I could just pedal my ass out to an actual club and get
crunk. And get crunk for real.
For real reals, not for play.
I'm
terrified and excited because I think that Spore and games like it are just going to take it to another level because Spore is really going to be a game that doesn't end. Because there's going to be that online component, they'll always be able to add new worlds, new dimensions, new species, new way. And I'm terrified that Spore may be the last game that I ever play. Okay, like I'm to the point where, you know, I'm like, okay, yeah, Assassin's Creed, nice. When is Spore coming out?
Oh,
and
God.
I didn't think that was ever going to happen. I mean, because I'm looking forward to Assassin's Creed, but seriously now, especially after playing Viva Pinata and being able to, you know, to send my pinatas to people and get pinatas from people, I'm just like, dude, like there's a way, and I don't even understand this. Okay, this is just wrong, all right? This is wrong with the Lord. Okay, but there is a way in Viva Pinata to breed a bird and a pig. Pigs should not fly.
It's like when pigs fly. Oh,
virtually
shit.
Virtually or not, pigs should not fly. This is not an After Dark you know, flying toaster screensaver. Pigs do not fly. And yet,
apparently in Viva Pinata, it's possible.
And they call it a pigsy. And you have to, like, breed a pig and a bird. And I'm like, no. You have to buy a special house to do it. I'm like, no.
Oh.
Pigs and birds do not romance.
Is it a love-in house?
Yes, but it's a special one that only the birds and the pigs can get together. And the birds and pigs can make pigsies. Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
They can make pig babies.
Yeah.
Pig bird babies.
Exactly. That ain't right. That
no.
is not right.
No, 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 no.
Do that again.
No.
You know, and so I'm just like, I can't believe how engrossed I am. Like, I know that I'm a gamer. I love that I'm a gamer. I did not think that I'd become this kind of addicted gamer, but I'm to the point where I am. Like, there are genres and game titles that I specifically ignore because they have no appeal to me whatever because my time is spoken for. I only have a certain amount of time that I can devote to any other genre other than a sim genre because I got shit to do.
You got shit to do.
Okay, I still am trying to get an eagle to become a resident in my garden. Then once I get the eagle to be a resident in my garden, I still have to get the damn bears. Now, once I get the bears, then I gotta figure out a way to make a fucking unicorn out of a horse.
Yeah, you put a horn on it.
No, what I gotta do is first I gotta feed it some berries to turn it into a zebra. And then from there, I can turn it into a unicorn.
So wait, zebras are the missing link to unicorns?
Yes, just in case you didn't know that, folks. Zebras are the missing link to unicorns.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it goes horse-stachio. Zebra.
Horse-stachio. Okay.
Unicornium. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, chewicorn is what it's called. So you go horse-stachio, zoombug, which is a zebra, to chewicorn. And the chewicorn is the unicorn. And see, then I don't even know what you do with that. Because I don't even know. But I know I have to have it. So I want to know if anybody else out there has any kind of addiction like this. And what it is. What gaming genre has you this addicted that you have to play? Because I know there's some Rainbow Sixers out there that take themselves very, very seriously. So I want to know. Really, people. I'm curious. Hit us up on the website. Click on the link that says hit us up. And comment to us. We all get the emails. Because I really want to know, what is it that you've got the addiction to? I already know Pandalicious's answer. I think we all know Pandalicious.
I don't have a gaming problem. I game all day, I game all night, no problem.
Yeah. You so need an intervention.
No, I don't.
Yep, but it's a long way to fly up there to do it. Maybe I'll just write Oprah. Dear Oprah, my sister has a problem.
It's not a problem.
It's tearing our family apart.
It's not tearing the family apart.
Mom feels neglected. Dad won't
talk to anyone. She's always feeling neglected.
Dad won't talk to anyone, and I had to move to another state.
You moved to that state because you wanted to.
Yeah, but Oprah didn't know that.
You're lying to Oprah now?
No, I can't lie to Oprah. No one lies to Oprah and lives to tell the tale.
That's right, especially if you write books.
Yeah, don't write a book and lie and let Oprah find out about it.
No.
Oh, man.
No.
It's awesome. Do that again.
No.
Damn it.
I only do it when I want to. Damn it.
No, you will do it on command, and you will like it. Anyway. Oh, shit. Did I say that like that? I did.
Yeah, you did.
Anyway.
I'm rubbing off on you.
It's all because you're not rubbing up on me. All right.
I'm not.
All right. So, anyway. Oh, naughty image. Watch the naughty
image. Ew!
Watch the naughty away. Anyway, I want to hear what your addictions are, people, because I think that, especially now with all of these HD systems and games that are getting ready to drop that are going to take advantage of what these systems have to offer.
Rape. Just kidding. These games are going to rape us.
Basically, that's what's going to happen. You're just going to have to bend over and decide if you want Astro Glide or Vaseline.
You'll be grateful if the game even asks you for, you know, your opinion.
I mean, between the microtransactions that you have and the EA games now, to the point where if you buy freaking everything, it works out to be like a $90 game. Ain't shit, dude. Really? Really? But no, but seriously, like when you start, I got Luminous Live, right? Because yeah. I love Luminous, okay? It's the only game that I ever loved on the PSP. It's the only game I ever loved. Here, single, on the right, coming down. And so when it became available on Xbox Live, I was like, fuck yeah! So I went and bought the game, right? And so I'm playing it. It's like, oh, if you want more stuff, you need to buy it. I was like, wait, what are you talking about? I just bought more points so I could buy the damn game. What do you mean? I didn't get the whole game? And they're like, oh,
apparently, nay, sister.
No.
Nay.
Microsoft said, bitch, thou dost giveth more money to enjoy more of the lights of Luminous.
That bastard.
The bastards. So I pony up more money to get the other things, right? So I should have the whole game, right? Mm. I get a fucking email yesterday. There's more expansion packs for Luminous Live. Get on the Xbox Live now and download them. It'll only cost you this many points. I'm like, you bitches.
They tricked the ninja.
Dirty bitches. And I'll tell you, ninjas don't like being played with.
No, well.
Ours are not the affections to toy with.
Nope.
So now I'm pissed.
Uh-oh.
And you know
when ninjas get pissed,
people start dying. Quick, deadly deaths. So I'm just putting it out there. I want to know what you guys are addicted to, and I want to know if the microtransaction thing is going to be something that you guys buy into. Ha! Pun! Ha! Buy in! Microtransaction! I made a funny. Or not.
Anyway,
because I'm to the point where I'm just about sick and tired of them, you know. At least for the most part, most of the PlayStation 3 demos are free downloads, whereas for the Microsoft ones, you got to pay for those. And I'm not feeling that. No. So with that said, I guess I'm gonna have to say this podcast is toast.
Seems toasty to me.
I think it's real funny that this has been an all-games podcast.
And for once.
Yeah, for once. Well, if Magic had been here, I'm sure she would have related something anime or manga-licious.
Manga-licious.
It's manga-licious.
It makes you go, Sorry.
Yeah, it's really past the toast time, so... What are you going to do with your toast, Pandalicious?
I'm actually probably just going to go old style and just put some butter on it and eat it.
Nice. There's no school like the old school.
Except for the new school.
Now, the new school is actually not like the old school, because if the new school was like the old school, then it would just be the new old school, and it wouldn't be the new school.
But it would be new in the old sense.
Right.
Of being new.
But it wouldn't be old in the sense that, because it's new.
Yeah. You're right.
Most of the time I am.
Shut up.
Hey, if you open the door, I'm gonna walk through it.
Yeah, I know.
Alright.
That says a lot about ninja, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What are you trying to say?
You said that you'll walk through anything that's open.
No, I said if you open the door.
Open the door, you'll walk through it, right?
That's right. So if you open the door, I will proceed to enter.
Right. So if people open doors around you, you're going to walk through doors.
Yeah. That's what
you
I said.
Get kidnapped.
I didn't say anything. I said doors.
They won't even have to coax you. They'll just open the door and you'll be like, ah.
Yeah. Strangers with candy usually get my attention.
Like,
hey,
anyway.
Little girl, would you like some candy? What kind of candy is it? Well, come here. I'll show it to you. Okay. No. Kids, stay away from me.
Yeah, don't go near strangers with candy.
Now, strangers that offer you, you know, a wireless set of, you know, in-wall speakers for your home theater system, those are strangers you might want to, you know, take to Starbucks for a coffee.
Maybe.
Possibly. Personally, with me, with my toast, because that's another podcast, I'm going to take it... I'm actually going to take my toast and I'm going to use them as croutons in a chicken Caesar salad.
Mmm, that sounds yummy.
Doesn't that sound delicious?
It sounds fantabulous.
So that's how you know it's time for us to go eat, because I'm thinking chicken Caesar.
And I'm thinking toast.
You're not thinking chicken?
No.
You thinking Lincoln?
Lincoln
Log.
Bacon!
Oh, it's you're thinking bacon.
It's bacon!
Okay. So with that, as always, hitting us up on the website, www.electricsisterhood.com, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl Gaming Gadgets and Anime Podcast. I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out.
And we're out.